You know, somewhere Jim Roddy is probably sitting, chuckling to himself, sitting at the Duquesne Club with a little drink in his hand, smile, saying to Dan Honorato, welcome to my world, pal. The world of property tax assessments where no matter what you do, somebody's unhappy and squealing real law. You know, yesterday, county council had not one but four plans before and didn't take action on any of them. And the last minute, Dan Honorato said, all right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to scrap the 2006 assessments. We're going to go with the 2002 assessments. And that's what we're going to do. Robert Strauss is the economics professor at Carnegie Mellon University. He has studied the 2002 property tax assessments. Professor Strauss, welcome to KDK Radio.
Good afternoon.
Now, you don't like the 2002 assessments, do you?
I've looked at them in some detail a couple years ago and found a couple of facts. First of all, when you compared the number, the assessed values to the sales prices of properties that it sold in the last year or so, 2002 and 2001, they weren't always very accurate. There was a lot of variation. The coefficient of dispersion was quite high. Second of all, in poor communities, and especially in African American census tracts, the less expensive houses were overassessed, and in the Hill District and Wilkinsburg and what have you, it was like 45% higher. So there's a lot of inequities that I saw when I looked, and as Dan Honorato is anxious to remind everybody, I live in Westmoreland County. I used to live in Allegheny County, and in March when I testified, Fitzgerald wasn't going to actually let me testify because I wasn't a resident. I told him we used to live in the city,
yeah,
in Pittsburgh, and I said, you know, depending on how you vote, maybe we'll move back. Well, we're not looking at moving back yet. There's too many ideas floating around. One of the things I'd like to tell the listeners out there is that, especially if you live and vote in Allegheny County, maybe it's time to move the assessment function away from the politicians, the county executive and the county council, and give it to somebody who's elected but is a little more distant from the process.
So
the county controller.
Really? So,
yeah, and if you look at what happens in Ohio, the county auditor, who does about the same thing as the county controller here in Pennsylvania, the county auditor there is in charge of the assessment function. The key thing is that the person who's in charge of the assessment function should be independent, and his budget shouldn't benefit from assessment, and that's just not the case, in the county's case. And they also, I think, the council and the county executive like to look at the impacts by school district and municipality, and depending on the political party in question, they may ask that the numbers go one way or the other.
Well, the political solution that is currently being explored is in Harrisburg. It's the elimination of the property tax, and depending on which plan, it's the raising of other taxes, either the income.
Sure, pushing it off on a guy behind a tree has some attraction, but let me tell you something. It would be a huge increase in the sales tax or the personal income tax. And if you now start funding school districts entirely with state money instead of about 35% with state money, I think school board directors are going to be pretty irresponsible in how they spend it. There's got to be some quid pro quo on the oversight and the spending side if you're going to inject a lot more state money.
We see, Professor, I don't think they're responsible now. In fact, we're going to talk tomorrow to a guy who's going to tell us, going to really surprise many of us to see how much of our tax dollars actually go, school tax money, how little of it actually goes to educate our children.
Right. The amount that actually goes to the classroom teacher is probably far less, maybe 20% overall. But let's get back to the real estate tax and the mess we're in.
So what do you think that your solution is? Go back and start over again.
Well, even if you have one of these base year kind of situations, periodically you've got to have a reassessment because, the trouble with a base year, it starts to get a little old and a little stale and a little out of kilter. And my concern is that the 2002 numbers, even with the appeals, are probably not accurate indicators of what the properties are worth. So you got to have a reassessment at some time in the future. And so far, council and county executive are not announcing when that's going to be.
What's wrong with the 2006 assessment?
Well, I did the numbers, and they're out on my webpage. I gave a speech actually Tuesday morning in the North Hills to a retired group of guys. And I'll just give you a little plug. Just in Google, put in Robert P. Strauss, look at online papers, and you'll see the outline of my remarks and the statistical tables in the back. And the problem is that the coefficient of dispersion, which is a measure of how much variability there is in the assessment process for properties that sold, you know, any number that you look at, the 06 assessments that are out on the web, the Colair 06 numbers that were pulled off in the spring, the 05 numbers that people are living with that they're paying taxes on, or the 04 assessments, all of those have a lot of inaccuracies associated with them. And I think what's happened is the following. The 2001-2002 reassessment, we spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of data errors. Now, a lot of those data errors got caught in the appeals process, but I don't think the database got updated. In other words, when the mass appraisal companies, Colair, when it came back and tried to redo it for 06, a lot of the mistakes in the land area and the housing living area that was caught by the appeals process didn't go back into the database that was used to make the statistical projections. And that work's got to be done.
So we do it all over again. Are we going to have the same problem again?
Well, you know, data has to be cleaned up. It's like cutting the lawn. If you let the grass grow, you're going to get weeds. And if you don't fertilize with the right stuff, you're going to have patches of weeds and patches of grass and brown areas because they sunburned it out. You got to pay attention to it, and it's expensive. I'll give you a number. In Cuyahoga County, where assessments are a lot more accurate than in Allegheny County, they spend about $25 a parcel, and we spend about $15 a parcel. They've got about 130 field assessors who go out and check on new construction, commercial buildings, and the like. We've got supposedly about 32. We have to spend more, not just in Allegheny County, but even in Westmoreland, where I live, if we want more accurate assessments. And I think that's part of the unhappiness across the state with the school tax, is the unevenness of assessments. I think because Allegheny County is a separately classified county, it's a second-class county, that with a little bit of ordinance work, the county council and the county executive can give the assessment process to the county controller, and he can levy a fee of maybe 10 or 15 bucks a property per year and have enough money to do it right. And if they're really serious about this, that is county council and the political representatives we have in Harrisburg from Allegheny County, they can ask the state to perform some oversight so that the county controller will get it right, or he'll be in trouble. Lots of states have oversight. You know, it's always good to blame somebody else. Right now, you know, we're in the midst of a process of getting ready to blame the judge again, depending on what gets dished up and passed by council, right?
Exactly.
And that doesn't serve any purpose in creating confidence for those of us who live in the area, those who live in Allegheny County, and especially for those who are thinking about moving into the county to set up business. The uncertainty over the last couple of years is really dysfunctional.
Right.
And while
it is,
it's certainly not professional. I tell you, I went to the meeting last night and I was embarrassed. It was really, really a poor exercise and display of democracy. You had a new ordinance, 30-odd pages, very complicated. The request was that they vote on it without understanding it. The explanation from the executive branch was minimalist. And there was no data to support the assertions that it would be more fair, and there'd be enough, you know, assessed value in each of the communities that they wouldn't have to fuss around with their mill rates very much. And that's really not the way to govern.
All right, Professor, I always appreciate it when you come on and try to. Nobody's ever going to be happy about this, but thanks for coming on. We'll ask you again.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Professor Robert Strauss, he said Google his name, Robert P. Strauss, economics professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
News Talk 1020 KDKA, now streaming around the clock.